What do you want?
I'm fine, actually.
Really?
I think I'm good, yes. Thank you for asking.
Phil?
Well, thanks for taking time. I know super busy.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think it's going right now. Last time I talked to you, you were working with our buddy, Steven Schlossman, on, I actually brought his book, The Zombie Autopsies. So, last time you were just looking for financing, anything ever happened with that, or are you still kind of in waiting?
Completely in limbo. Nobody wants to do a zombie thing anymore.
Right, yeah, it's kind of oversaturated.
All over. I think Steve's agent showed it to people.
Was it a straight adaptation of this, or who's writing it?
I wrote it,
for you?
And it's really, I was in touch with Steve the whole time. I mean, I added some story stuff because there's a little bit of story lacking.
Yeah, it's a little dry for, that's why I was
and
wondering
so,
how you worked it.
But Steve approved it, and he loved it, I loved it. We haven't been able to get money.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
And then
nobody wants to do zombies anymore.
Yeah, it seems that way.
You walk in with a $200 million script that has a lot of special effects, then nobody wants to touch it.
Something like World War Z or what they did to Max Brooks' novel.
Garbage.
Yeah. It's just garbage.
Yes.
You also finished up the comic book and you didn't really like the process of that, but it sounds like you did an adaptation. Have you actually adapted it, or are you just working on selling the rights?
And we had a deal, and it was inches away from signing one of those stories, the one that got away. The company went bankrupt. And so my agent's out trying to shop that too.
So you got something completed? It's like an outline, or just you're just going to use
the books,
story?
Yeah. The books are the script.
Right. Okay.
So it doesn't need a lot of work.
Right.
I mean, you can see the whole thing.
It's almost storyboarded out for you practically, so in the comic book.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, I know a lot of people hit you up about Kickstarter, which is crowdsourcing people like directly funding your next movie. Doesn't seem like you're too interested in anything like that.
I'm not. I don't know how it works, and I'm not. I've always, I'm used to just working with an angel,
Right.
Somebody that digs it and wants to do it. And, I've only done two studio films directly for studios, both for Orion, and it was the worst time of my life. And
so you're kind of used to that studio system and just making
used to independent financing.
Yeah, it seems like that's really the way it's going, is kind of crowdsourcing. I think your son was actually working on something along those lines.
Unfortunately unauthorized. He never got permission from my partners in Night of Living Dead. He never had permission from them, and his story uses the characters from Night, which John Russo owns.
He owns those now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we own them jointly.
Right.
But John has to sign off on it.
Because I've seen so many people rip that off thinking it's in the public domain, that
it
there's
is.
Comic books and movies and
it
unofficial sequels.
The film is in public domain. The characters are not.
Oh, so that's the distinction. They kind of shut down his project pretty early.
And in fact, the actors, the cast, I know people that have used unauthorized clips of it. Russ Striner got a big piece of change from CBS because they used a clip thinking it was public domain, but they didn't have the right to use Russ's image.
Oh.
So.
Well, at least he managed to get paid, I guess. So other than that, I know you've been doing a lot of documentaries, like appearing in documentaries, and I think I saw you listed as a producer for something recently. Are you doing a lot of...
Really?
Yeah. On the IMDb, but I know what you said about the IMDb.
Yeah, I know, man. You can't trust any of it. I don't know. They might have given me a producer credit on Birth of the Living Dead.
Yeah, may have been that one. That was a few years back, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There's one that's running on Netflix now. I think it's Birth. I don't know.
And they just kind of gave you the credit for that.
I've just done interviews, but as far as I know.
Yeah,
absolutely. Unless it's Rusty Nails.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
That could be.
Actually, I got a credit on that, too.
So you still focused on film, or have you kind of decided to do digital? Have you tried digital cameras?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
I haven't shot film since Bruiser.
Is it just money, or do you like the aesthetic of that? Or does
it
just...
I don't like the aesthetic.
No?
But I also, I don't have eyes good enough to see the difference.
It's just all the same distance.
Not allowed to look through the lens anyway, so yeah. It's just like...
I guess it's all video assist now, right? So while they're filming, you can actually see as it's going.
Yeah. But we were able to do that a long time ago. Even when we were shooting film, we had video assist.
Right. So the first digital one you did was Bruiser, then?
No, that was the last film.
Oh, the last film you did was Bruiser.
Yeah.
That was a great film, actually. I really liked that one.
And we finished on video. I mean, we finished digital, but... shot on film.
Yeah, it's been a long time since people actually had to cut like a neck, you know, to get their prints ready to go, glue it together. Anyway, finally, do you have anything you're working on for like reissues? I know a lot of stuff is coming out on Blu-ray now. You got any old footage, or has anyone contacted you to kind of follow up on your old?
There is apparently some old footage that somebody found. There's two batches of old footage from Night of the Living Dead. And I know that Scorsese and MoMA, they're working on a restoration deal.
Really?
I don't think it's signed, so I can't say that it's absolutely happening, but it looks good.
That sounds more like preservation if they're working with the...
Yeah, with Scorsese.
Yeah, that's great. It's great to hear. Where'd they get the footage if it wasn't from you?
They found an old work print, and it actually helps our case with the public domain because... It actually has the old title on it. It has the original title, which is Night of Anubis.
Oh, and the original, not Night of the Flesh Eaters. It's got Night of Anubis on it.
Yeah, it even goes further back than Flesh
And that's Eater. Probably got your copyright symbol, too.
I'm dying to see it. And I'm hoping to hell that it's on there.
So you're kind of in the same boat as us, just waiting to see how it comes along.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Thank you for taking the time. I know you're meeting
welcome.
Some friends. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let me turn this all off.
And I need a new blazer. I don't want to hit you for a blazer, but
we'll send you one.
Honestly, the mods got out the blazer, but I saved the patch. So I have
we'll get a new blazer. We'll put a new patch on it.
We'll customize that one.
What size you want us to send you?
No, I'm not
going to
do that.
I'll get you one.
I can get a blazer easy, and I have the patch.
So. All right. Well, either way, I'll get one ready. If I see you next year, I'll bring it with me.
Okay.
Maybe I'll even put one on one of your jackets for you.
Okay.
You can get that all the time.
All right.
All right, guys.
Okay. Good to see you again.
Thank you all very much.
Good talk, bro.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for doing that.
No,
I just
problem.
Did anyone else hit you up after?
You were the man.
I was the only one.
You were the one.
I actually managed to make it into the showing too, so I got to see the end of the movie.
Very good.
Do you guys work for Mortal Remains, or are you just here at the?
No.
Just
no.
At
well,
the
I was in Mortal Remains.
He was in there.
That's about it.
So we were helping.
What part? I'm trying to see if I made it in time.
God. The movie within the movie. Culture Shock. I was in that.
The movie within the movie. One of the ones that wasn't destroyed by the the riots.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it was good what I saw of it. It was found footage kind of stuff.
It was good what I saw of it, too. I only watched the first 30 minutes and I
was... You're in the film.
Then you found us in the bar.
That's where I spend a lot of my time at these things. I tend to go to the bar and then I make another trip and then I go back to the bar.
Those little breaks.
I can't drink during these things because I have a tremor. If I have a drink, the tremor goes...
You think it would calm your nerves?
Yeah, I have the opposite
while
problem.
While I'm drinking, it's the only thing. It's Katharine Hepburn's thing. It's called a familial tremor.
I'm starting to get something. I thought I was just too much nicotine and too much caffeine.
Yeah, no,
I got to lay
off.
There
is this thing. It's called essential tremor.
Do you want to take, can I get a picture before we leave? And just
yeah,
you
sure.
can stay sit. That's fine. I'll just come next to you, see if we get something good.
Bottle out here, so
perfect. That's good. Got it.
Appreciate it again. Thank you. Hopefully,
thank
I'll see you.
Thank
again.
You very much for your time.
If you see Steve before I do, say hello.
Yeah, we talk to Steve all the time, so
I'll
let him know.
Tell him I said. Tell him I was talking about him.
All right.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Oh my goodness.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Almost.
Oh, you gonna have a smoke?
Yeah. Since we're gonna go in and drink.
I just hung out. Just don't want to.
I felt pretty imposing.